Frosthaven review, is the 25-pound Colossus worth $250? Dax here, let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. But that if is doing Atlas-level heavy lifting. This is a 130-plus scenario multi-year commitment crammed into a box that ships at roughly 30 pounds. It fixes nearly everything that annoyed people about Gloomhaven, adds outpost building, seasons, crafting, and a divisive puzzle book, and then buries all of it under setup, teardown, and bookkeeping so heavy that a companion app stops being optional. Buy it if you loved Gloomhaven and want more deeper, harder, with a real metagame between fights. Do not buy it as your first tactical campaign game, do not buy it for a flaky group, and do not buy it expecting to try a scenario on a weeknight without a plan. Go in eyes open and it pays you back in hundreds of hours. Go in casually and it becomes the most expensive shelf decoration you own. Let me be blunt, because blunt is the job. Most is it worth it questions about board games are easy. The game costs 40 bucks. You either like dungeon crawlers or you don't. Move on. Frosthaven is not that. Frosthaven costs a quarter of $1,000 and weighs about as much as a car tire. When a product asks you for that much money and that much shelf, it's really good is not a sufficient answer. The honest answer has conditions attached, and anyone who tells you otherwise is either selling something or hasn't actually finished setting it up yet. So let's do the hard thing and say it plainly. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What exactly is Frosthaven? Frosthaven is the standalone sequel to Gloomhaven, the cooperative tactical campaign juggernaut from designer Isaac Childers and publisher Cephalofair Games. You and up to three other players, it scales 1-4. And yes, it solos beautifully control adventurers in a persistent, legacy-style campaign, except Legacy undersells it. You're not just unlocking content. You're permanently growing a frontier town called Frosthaven on the icy northern edge of the world, fighting through a 138 scenario campaign while the settlement around you develops, gets attacked, and changes with the seasons. The combat engine is the same brilliant idea that made Gloomhaven a phenomenon, no dice. Each turn you play two cards from your hand, picking a top action from one and a bottom action from the other, juggling initiative, movement, attacks, and your dwindling deck. Run out of cards and you're exhausted out of the scenario. It's a hand management puzzle wearing a dungeon crawler's coat, and it remains, full stop, one of the best combat systems in the hobby. What's different is everything wrapped around the fights. Frosthaven takes Gloomhaven's skeleton and bolts on a genuine management game. Resources, crafting, building, construction, seasonal events, and a town with a heartbeat. There are 17 new character classes, only 6 unlocked at the start, the other 11 are earned, 3 new ancestries, and a mountain of items, monsters, and secrets. Shelfside put it about as cleanly as anyone. Frosthaven is basically just Gloomhaven, but they fixed all the issues and threw in even more new stuff. Standalone, but built for veterans, you do not need to have played Gloomhaven to play Frosthaven, the rules are self-contained. But Frosthaven assumes you can handle complexity from page 1. If you've never touched a Haven game, the kinder on-ramp is Gloomhaven, Jaws of the Lion, which is smaller, cheaper, and teaches the system without drowning you. What's actually crammed into the enormous box? Let's address the elephant, the 30-pound elephant in the room. The retail box ships at roughly 30 to 32 pounds. Reviewers cite figures from over 20 pounds for the game itself up to a 31.6 lb shipping weight. Either way, you are lifting with your knees. Wargamer flatly notes it comes with a price tag as big as its 30-pounds box. Cephalofair's own marketing leans into the heft, describing it as 30-plus pounds of content. Call it a colossus and you're not exaggerating. Inside that crate? 18 high-quality miniatures. Every one of the 17 classes gets at least one mini, 27 punchboards worth of tokens, map tiles, character standees, monster standees, and tile overlays. There's a campaign-spanning city map, a sticker sheet for permanently building your town, 2 separate event decks, an alchemical crafting chart, 9 non-gold resource types to track, item cards by the 100, ability cards for every class, and famously a puzzle book of physical brain teasers you must solve to unlock parts of the campaign. The production quality is genuinely excellent. The art is gorgeous, the minis are crisp, the cardstock is thick. But here's the blunt truth, the box does not come organized in any way that survives first contact. As Meeple Mountain's David McMillan said the moment he opened it, "This is a mess, I knew I needed an organizer." That's not a knock on quality, it's a warning about logistics. There is so much stuff that storage and setup become a design problem the box itself does not solve. Budget a full evening just for the punch first time setup, punching all 27 punchboards, sorting tokens, organizing cards, reading the opening rules is an event in itself. Pour a drink, put on a podcast, and do not try to also play your first scenario the same night. Punch and sort night and first scenario night are 2 different nights. How does it play and what's new versus Gloomhaven? The fights feel like home if you've played Gloomhaven, and that's the point. Two-card turns, initiative jockeying, element infusion, fire, ice, earth, etc., you spend on powered-up actions and that constant, delicious tension of a hand that's running out. The bones are the best in the genre and Cephalofair didn't touch them. Wargamer's verdict: it's also an addictive dungeon crawler that improves on Gloomhaven in many ways. What's new is the outpost phase, and it's the heart of the redesign. Between scenarios, you return to Frosthaven and run the place, you spend resources to construct buildings placed as permanent stickers on the town map, craft items at the alchemist, manage your supplies, and resolve outpost events. Buildings unlock new shops, new services, new everything. The town can also be attacked, forcing you to defend it. This metagame gives every scenario a reason to exist beyond kill the monsters, your farming lumber, hide, and metal to grow your settlement. It tempers the sting of a loss, too, even a failed scenario feeds your town. The second big addition is seasons. The campaign cycles through summer and winter, which gates resources, swaps the event deck, and changes the threats you face, a clean way to make the world feel alive and time feel like it's passing. Then there's the puzzle book, a separate book of physical, often obtuse, real-world puzzles you must crack to progress certain campaign threads. This is the most polarizing thing in the box. Some love it as a layer of meta-mystery. Shelfside was less charmed, noting these puzzles are definitely mostly mid, since a lot are brute force exercises and finding hidden stuff instead of actually solving something. Boss fights, by contrast, get near universal praise as particularly creative puzzle-solving exercises, Wargamer. And the difficulty is up, way up. More on that in a second, because it's the single biggest gameplay surprise for Gloomhaven veterans. Frosthaven components laid out across the table during a campaign session. Frosthaven is meaningfully harder than Gloomhaven, by design veterans get blindsided. You start with no items, low health, and weak attack modifier decks, and the early scenarios punish you for it. The Steam forums are full of it. One thread is literally titled "Even Veterans to Board Game Are Admitting the Balance is Off," with a poster griping just about every mission over 9 missions in Crazy Hard. Calmer voices push back, "I can't say that the balance is broken. Some scenarios were more difficult for my composition of heroes. My read, it's not broken, it's tuned for people who have been here before." Drop the difficulty for the first handful of scenarios without shame. Play the long game with your cards. The single most common new player mistake is burning, permanently losing cards too early to squeeze out a big turn. In Frosthaven, your deck size is your stamina. Burn cards early and you exhaust fast, fail more, and stall your whole campaign. Treat lost cards as a last resort, lean on recover actions, and you'll find scenarios that felt impossible become winnable without changing a single stat. Is it worth the money? Here's where I earn my paycheck. It's a long weekend away. It's a lot. So let's actually do the math instead of waving our hands. Frosthaven is a 130+ scenario campaign that most groups measure in asterisk years asterisk, not weeks. A single scenario runs 1 to 3 hours. The full campaign is comfortably 200+ hours of content, and that before side scenarios, replaying with different classes or the unlockable extras. On a pure dollars per hour basis, almost nothing in entertainment beats it. As one review summed it up, every dollar spent unravels layers of intricately designed gameplay, storytelling, and strategy. You are certainly getting what you pay for. That part is not in dispute. The critical reception backs the ceiling too. Wargamer gave it a flat 10/10. "It's not for everyone, but it is for me and I can't stop playing." Shelfside landed at 9/10, calling it the highest 9/10 we can possibly give, docking it only for logistics. BoardGameQuest gave it 4 stars with the line "epic and at times overwhelming." Frosthaven improves upon its predecessors by taking small steps forward while staying true to its core. When the harshest critics are knocking off points for asterisk setup time asterisk, you're looking at a great game. So why isn't this a slam dunk? Because the price tag is the smallest cost. The real cost is time, table space, and group reliability. This game needs a dedicated table or a brutal setup teardown every session. It needs 3 other people or a committed solo player who'll show up for asterisk months. When the worst review is about logistics, that tells you something across every major outlet. Wargamer 10/10, Shelfside 9/10, BoardGameQuest 4 stars, Meeple Mountain glowing but cautious. The complaints converge on the same thing: setup, teardown, and component overhead. Nobody serious is calling the game itself bad. They're calling it heavy. That's the most consistent signal in the whole review landscape, and you should weight it accordingly. How do you start and what should you know going in? If you've committed, here's how to not faceplant in the first month. 1. Solve the storage problem before scenario 1. This is non-negotiable. Out of the box, every setup means digging through a chaotic pile and teardown is worse. An insert or organizer turns a 30-minute archaeology dig into a 5-minute trapel. Do it first. 2. Use a companion app. The official Gloomhaven/Frosthaven helper app and the well-loved community trackers handle monster stats, attack modifier decks, element tracking, and loot. Reviewers across the board treat it as mandatory, not optional. It cuts the bookkeeping that chomps into your actual playtime. Shelfside's words roughly in half. 3. Lower the difficulty for your first few scenarios. I said it above, I'll say it again because it's the most ignored advice for veterans. Starting characters are deliberately underpowered until you craft items and level up. Set the difficulty down a notch, learn the new systems, and bump it back up once your town and gear come online. Your campaign morale will thank you. 4. Don't read ahead. Frosthaven is full of sealed boxes, locked envelopes, and do not open until triggers. The discovery is a huge part of the joy. Resist the wiki, let the box surprise you. 5. Pick a stable group or go solo. The campaign assumes the same characters progress over time. A revolving door of players who can't make sessions will gut the experience. If your group is flaky, run it solo. Two-handed plays great, rather than letting it die at scenario 12. A half-finished Frosthaven is the saddest object in board gaming. The outpost and town-building board where players upgrade Frosthaven between scenarios. The outpost is where you win between fights. New players treat scenarios as the game and the outpost phase as paperwork. Flip that. Smart building order, prioritize the crafting resource buildings early, compounds over the whole campaign. The town is your engine. Feed it before you splurge on flashy unlocks, and every later scenario gets easier. Which expansions and accessories are actually worth it? Frosthaven's expansions are a confusing landscape, so let me cut through it. The base game is a complete multi-year campaign on its own. You do not need anything else to get your money's worth. What you genuinely want are quality of life accessories, because the base box's biggest weakness is logistics, and that's exactly what good accessories fix. The organizer is the must-buy, I cannot stress this enough. The folded space foam insert, full color assemble with glue trays, transforms setup and teardown from the game's worst chore into a non-event. Every reviewer who mentions storage says the same thing. If you buy one thing alongside the base game, buy this. Sleeving and removable stickers are nice-to-haves, not needs. With hundreds of cards you'll shuffle for years, sleeves protect your investment. Cephalofair sells official compatible bundles. The official removable vinyl sticker set is the clever one. It lets you place the permanent-looking town and map stickers without permanently committing, so a second playthrough or reselling later stays possible. If permanent makes you nervous, it's worth it. If you're a one-and-done campaigner, skip it. A word on Crimson Scales. You'll see this recommended as a Frosthaven expansion. Be careful, the Crimson Scales is a fan-made community expansion built for the asterisk Gloomhaven universe, not an official Cephalofair Frosthaven product, and it isn't sold on Amazon as a standard retail item. It's a labor of love and worth exploring once you're deep in the hobby, but don't buy it expecting an official shrink-wrapped Frosthaven add-on. For official Frosthaven content beyond the box, look to Cephalofair's Kickstarter Origin expansions, like Crashing Tide, directly from the publisher rather than third-party Amazon resellers. My rank picks are below: base game first, then the accessories that actually move the needle. Ability cards and player decks that drive Frosthaven's tactical combat. Beware secondary market expansion listings. eBay and marketplace listings for loose, Crashing Tide minis or fan content reprints are not the same as buying official, complete product. For anything beyond the base game, buy from Cephalofair directly or a verified retailer so you know what you're actually getting. Who is Frosthaven for and who will absolutely bounce off it? Time for the honest sorting hat. Buy it if you loved Gloomhaven and wanted more of it deeper and harder. You have a dedicated table or tolerance for setup. You have a reliable group or you happily play solo. You like asterisk systems, crafting, resource loops, town building, not just combat. You measure value in hundreds of hours, not one evening. Skip it or start elsewhere. If this would be your first big tactical campaign, get Jaws of the Lion instead, every reviewer agrees. You want a game you can teach in 15 minutes and play casually on a Tuesday, this is the opposite of that. You hate bookkeeping and refuse to use an app. You bounce off complexity and fiddliness, Shelfside's warning is real. There's no getting past the reality of tedium involved with setup, fiddliness, and excessive bookkeeping that chomps into your actual playtime, and the outpost phase per Meeple Mountain just feels a little clunky. That's the whole truth. Frosthaven is not a great game that some people dislike. It's an asterisk masterpiece with a toll booth, and the toll is paid in time, space, organization, and commitment, not just dollars. Match yourself honestly to the buy skip list and you'll either get the experience of a lifetime or dodge an expensive regret. Town building is the part you'll either adore or resent. Meeple Mountain nailed the fault line. The outpost phase is integral to the enhanced experience yet just feels a little clunky. If running a settlement between fights sounds like a rich metagame to you, Frosthaven is heaven. If it sounds like homework between the fun parts, that feeling won't go away, it's load-bearing to the whole design. Final verdict. Frosthaven is a masterpiece with a toll booth. Critics agree on the ceiling, Wargamer 1010, Shelfside 910, Board Game Quest 4 stars, and they agree on the catch too. Setup, teardown, bookkeeping, and a tilde 30-pound box are real, persistent costs that no amount of brilliance erases. So here's the blunt bottom line. If you loved Gloomhaven, have the table space and can field a committed group, or you'll play solo, buy it without hesitation, grab the folded space insert in the same order and prepare for the campaign of a lifetime. If this would be your first big tactical campaign or your group is flaky or you bristle at fiddliness, walk away or start with Jaws of the Lion. There is no casual way to own Frosthaven. Match yourself honestly to that reality and it's a 9.5/10 triumph. Rated for the right buyer, essential, for everyone else, admire it from a safe distance. Frequently asked questions, yes if you're the right buyer. It's a 130+ scenario, 200+ hour campaign with unbeatable dollars per hour value, but the real cost is time, table space and a committed group. For Gloomhaven fans who can pay that toll, it's arguably the best cooperative campaign game ever and a steal. Do I need to have played Gloomhaven first? Number Frosthaven is fully standalone with self-contained rules, but it assumes you can handle heavy complexity from the start, so it's not a gentle introduction. How heavy is the Frosthaven box, really? Roughly 30 pounds at retail, reviewers cite figures from over 20 pounds, for the game contents up to about 31.6 lb shipping weight. Either way, it's one of the heaviest mainstream board games ever produced. Lift with your knees and store it somewhere a shelf can take the load. How many scenarios and classes does it have? A 138 scenario campaign and 17 character classes. Only 6 classes are unlocked at the start, the other 11 are earned through play. Most groups take months to years to complete the full campaign. Is Frosthaven harder than Gloomhaven? Yes, noticeably and by design. You start with no items, low health and weak attack modifier decks, so early scenarios punish veterans who expect Gloomhaven level power. It's not broken, it's tuned for experienced players. Drop the difficulty for the first several scenarios without shame, then ramp up as your town and gear develop. What's new compared to Gloomhaven? The big additions are the outpost phase, build and defend a persistent town with stickers, a season system, summer-winter cycles that change resources, events and threats, a full crafting and resource economy, 9 non-gold resources plus an alchemy chart, and a physical puzzle book that gates parts of the campaign. The core card-driven combat is unchanged and still excellent. Do I need a companion app to play? Practically yes. Reviewers across the board treat the helper app as mandatory rather than optional. One flatly said, "I would never play this game without a helper app. It manages monster stats, attack modifier decks, element tracking and loot, cutting the bookkeeping that would otherwise eat into your playtime." How long does setup take? First time setup, punching 27 punch boards and sorting everything is a full evening on its own. Do it separately from your first scenario. Per session setup without an organizer can run 30+ minutes, with a good insert it drops to about 5 minutes. The organizer is the single biggest quality of life upgrade you can make. What's the best accessory to buy with it? An organizer insert, no contest. The folded space foam insert turns the box's worst feature, setup and teardown, into a non-event. Every reviewer who mentions storage agrees you need one. Sleeves and the removable sticker set are nice-to-haves. The insert is essential. Is the Crimson Scales an official Frosthaven expansion? Number The Crimson Scales is a fan-made, community-built expansion for the Gloomhaven universe. Not an official Cephalofair Frosthaven product, and not sold as a standard Amazon retail item. It's a respected labor of love worth exploring once you're deep in the hobby, but don't buy it expecting an official shrinkwrapped add-on. For official content, buy Cephalofair expansions directly from the publisher. Can I play Frosthaven solo? Yes, and it's excellent solo. Solo, you control the pace and never wait on anyone. Often, yes. If you're not in a rush, watch for a sale, but don't expect it to drop to bargain bin territory. It's a premium, content-dense product.